Welcome to the High Performance Show. My name is Andrew Jobling and it is Saturday the 8th of August 2009, and what a magnificent day it is today. And if you're out there around and about, I'm sure you're enjoying the beautiful weather. I think it's about 14-15 degrees, which is not bad for the middle of winter. And that was Chris with his handy hints for home, with Chris with Trade Tips that was just on. Thanks, Chris. Excellent job. And I'm looking at the website. The Southern FM website is a fabulous website. So if you haven't had a look at that, it's southernfm.com.au. The only problem is the High Performance Show isn't on there yet. It says The Juice with Suze. And just to make sure you're not confused, I'm not Suze. I am Andrew. And this is not The Juice. This is The High Performance Show. And the whole idea of The High Performance Show is for you to, get some tips that can make your life a little bit easier. Well, not necessarily easier, but live your life more fully, get more out of your life, achieve more, just some simple things. So we have very special guests every week, and this week is no exception. I am very privileged and honoured to be sitting in the studio with Mrs. Lindsay Tighe. Now, that name, I've struggled with the name because it's spelt T-I-G-H-E.
That's right.
And so, Lindsay, welcome, first of all.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really excited.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Now, I'm going to give Lindsay a little bit of an introduction because, as you can tell, she's not an Aussie. Well, she is an Aussie, but she's not born in Australia. She's born in Leicester, that's right, in the UK.
Yes.
And she's been in Australia for 13 years, and she's had 20 years' experience in the corporate life. You're a corporate chick, Lindsay.
I am, yes, but I'm glad that I'm not anymore.
You're out of the corporate scene.
That's right.
The corporate scene is not an area of my life that I've had a lot to do with, other than doing a little bit of speaking in the corporate scene at the moment. So I don't know a lot about it, so I'm sure you'll share some of the good things and bad things about the corporate scene. But you've specialised in leadership and management. You have an MBA, which is impressive.
It is, yeah. It took a long time to get, but, yeah, I think there's more to life than qualifications, so it's nice to have the letters, but I think there's a lot more that are more important things, yeah.
Okay, so what you're saying early in the show is that, you know, you've got qualifications, you've had lots of experience in the corporate, but what you do now is your passion, yeah?
Absolutely, that's right.
Yeah. And Lindsay now runs her own business called Inspirational Coaching, and she says that she loves every day what she does. Wow, that's pretty impressive to actually get up and love what you do. So we're going to talk more about that. And also, you got married at the age of 18.
Yes.
You've been married blissfully for 27 years.
That's correct.
My goodness me. Now, I'm sure there's some people listening out there that would love to get some tips on how you can be blissfully married. And like, you look like you're 27 years old. So did you get you sure it was you didn't get married when you were three? And you're lying.
I made my day, yeah.
Now, the other thing, as we're still introducing Lindsay, wow, pretty impressive. Now, the other thing is Lindsay is an author. She has, it's not a book. The actual first published work is not a book, but it's like a pack of cards, isn't it?
It is, yeah, but it's a
Tell us a little bit about those, Lindsay.
Pack. Yeah, they're called Choose Your Life Self-Coaching Cards, and it's a beautiful boxed set of 48 cards that all focus on different areas of your life. So, for example, there's an area that is called health, and there are 6 cards on that particular area. And on each card, there are some questions. And as you're going to hear from me as we talk today, I'm very passionate about questions. So the idea is that each of the cards will focus you in on an area of your life to help you do some reflection and ideally come up with some new ideas or thoughts that will help you to actually move forward and improve that particular area. So they're
fantastic.
Very practical, and I get great feedback from everybody that uses them.
Good. Well, there is going to be some lucky listener today that's going to win a pack of Lindsay's cards. So that's going to be pretty exciting. We'll talk more about them as we go. But listen, so Lindsay, I just got to give you a little bit of warning here because I've locked the door. You can't get out now. So you're in my grips, okay? You're on the High Performance Show, and my goal is not to blow your trumpet, although I will, and it's not to blow my own trumpet, but well, I do that anyway. My goal is for us together to give some hints and tips and ideas for people listening that they can take on board and implement into their own life.
Mm.
All right? Are you okay with that?
That sounds great.
So my goal is to get inside your head, right in there, and dig out some stuff that I can share with that we can share with other people.
Okay.
So our goal today is to give. I know you're a giving person, Lindsay, so you won't have any problem with that.
Yeah.
Now, but I know before we do get into that, Tig is an interesting name, and I was trying to pronounce it, and because it's spelled T-I-G-H-E, so it could be Tighe, or it could be Tigger, or it could be Tej, or it could be Ty, or whatever.
Yes.
You've got a bit of a funny story about your name, haven't you? Do you want to share that with us?
I do, yeah. I quite often say that it was a lot easier before I got married because I was a Collins, so I do, people
yeah,
do
boring.
Struggle. Yeah, they do struggle with the Tig. My funny story actually is when I was back in England, I used to work in one of the big banks over there, and on one particular day, I had to call a client, which there's nothing unusual in that, and there was nothing unusual in the fact that the person that I called wasn't available, so I had to leave a message. So the person I spoke to said that they would take my details and they would pass that on and ask the person to call me back. So I thanked them very much and I carried on with my busy day. And as I was obviously getting on with my busy day, at some point I was away from my desk, and at that point the person I wanted to speak to called me back. So one of my colleagues answered the phone, and it transpired that the person that had taken the message, instead of writing my name down as T-I-G-H-E, they had actually written it down as P.
Interesting. This sounds good.
So, of course, when the person called back, they said, "Can I speak to Lindsay Piggy, please?"
Miss Piggy. Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
So, now what would you prefer? Would you prefer Tig or Piggy?
I think we'll stick with the Tig.
Because Miss Piggy, can you give us a hiya?
Yeah.
Hi, Kermie. Hiya. Okay, so we're speaking with Lindsay Piggy today. No, we won't do that because she might punch me, and I don't want to do that because I think she's probably stronger than me anyway. So thank you for sharing that funny little story. Now, I've looked at your website, and I love your website because on the home page, and just in case you're sitting there going, well, I want to look at Lindsay's website, it is www.icoachu.com.au. That's icoachu.com.au. You've got a quote: "To become what we are capable of becoming is the only end in life." And that's a quote by Robert Louis Stevenson.
Yes.
Stevenson.
Louis Stevenson. Yeah.
Tell us what you think. You know, why do you... You obviously believe that, otherwise you wouldn't have it on your website. So do you want to tell us a little bit more about your philosophy? Why do you think that's so important?
I think, to me, I always say that life is a journey. It's not a destination. And it is really then, therefore, about always moving forward. It's always about taking time to stop and reflect and think about where we are, think about who we are, most importantly, because, you know, I think a lot of us don't really take time to do that and really understand about ourselves and, you know, what are the things that make us and what are the things that bring joy to us and what are the things that are going to make a difference by us doing things in the world. And, you know, the more that we go on that journey of discovery, I think the more that we get clues and ideas about who we are and what we can do. And then that takes us, moves us forward. And, you know, to me, it is about a continual journey that we're all on. And, you know, I think the only end in life is about really, you know, getting onto that pathway and continually improving and being the best that we can all be.
Wow. It's pretty powerful stuff. And it's so true, isn't it, that, you know, we are all amazing. Would you agree? Like, every person on the planet is very, very special. Some a little bit more special than others. But we're all very special. And it's interesting that very few of us actually believe in that power that we have.
Yes.
You know, we tend to focus, don't we, focus on all the things in our life that we don't want, don't have, can't do, wish we did have, wish that was different, wish I had a, you know, I wish I had a six pack, wish I had a smaller bum, wish I had more money, wish all the we think about all the things we don't have and wish we do had, rather than all the amazing things that we do have in our life.
Absolutely, you know, that's
right. How grateful must you be to be married for 27 years to someone you're head over heels in love with? I mean, you know, how grateful must we all be for our family, our parents, our brothers, our sisters, living in this country, you know, the opportunity, you know, people. And we'll talk about your work in a second, but, you know, people, a lot of people hate what they do. Yep. You know, they drag themselves out of bed, they struggle through the day, and then they, you know, they get home and they sort of hate it and they sit on the couch and watch TV without actually going, wow, life is out there to be lived.
Yes.
And we can really love what we do.
Yeah.
So we're going to come back very shortly because we've got a song. This is one of my favourite songs. It's KT Tunstall with Suddenly I See. We're going to come back afterwards and we're going to speak more to Lindsay Tig.
Yeah. everybody.
Australia Ignites with Helmut Lotties 2009 National Tour. Don't miss the smooth vocal talent of this international sensation and his Philharmonia Orchestra in this not-to-be-missed event. Helmut Lotties plays the Palais Theatre St Kilda, Friday 2nd of October. Tickets through Ticketmaster on 136 100 or book online at ticketmaster.com.au. Sponsoring Southern FM.
So, in summary, our company is best equipped to meet your specific needs. Any questions?
Why are you wearing your pyjamas to work today?
Oh, our office is stressing down in return for making a financial donation to Lifeline.
Oh, what a great idea. Oh, so that's why your receptionist is dressed as a fairy.
She really is an angel.
Many Australians experience all kinds of emotional stress, but you can help support Lifeline Connect People with Care when you stress down on 24/7. To get involved or donate, visit stressdown.org.au.
You're tuned to the great Bayside sounds of 88.3 Southern FM.
Oh, yes, you are. It is 88.3 Southern FM. My name is Andrew Jobling. This is a high-performance show. It's currently nearly 18 minutes past one. This is my special radio voice. I've been practicing for 44 years to get on radio and use this voice. Lindsay, what do you think of my voice?
I think it sounds very impressive.
Thank you very much. It is currently about 15 big, bold, beautiful degrees here in sunny Melbourne, and we're coming at you live from Balcombe Road, Mentone. I'm sitting here in the studio with Lindsay Tighe. Not Teague, not Piggy. Tighe is her surname, so get it right. She's actually quite an inspiring person. She lives a life of joy, loving what she does. She's been happily married, blissfully married for 27 years, married at the age of 18. Goodness me. I've got some, you know, I can give some hints and tips. I've been married for about 18 as well,
okay.
18 months.
Okay.
But, you know, I think, in you know, I fast-tracked my way to marital bliss and, you know, I think I could probably give a few people some tips, but I think you're probably the master. Now, we were just talking in the break, weren't we, and we were just saying all the things that we could talk about. We've got so many things that we could potentially chat about, and we can't really get through all of them, so we're just going to have a go, aren't we? We're going to see what happens.
That's right.
Lindsay is fortunate enough to run her own coaching business, and she loves what she does.
Absolutely.
What is it about what you do that you love the most?
I think it's the fact, or I should say, I know it's the fact that it actually does make a difference to people. And, you know, the sense that when people interact with you in whatever way that may be, whether that's you know, through some face-to-face coaching, or whether you're running workshops or you're giving small sort of, you know, talks or anything like that, that you actually know that you've inspired them and that they can go away with something that is going to actually make a difference in their life. And there's no greater feeling than that, you know, the fact that you sort of go home at night and you just know that you've actually made a difference in the world.
So how do you do that? How do you make a difference?
I think the most important thing that I do is create a space for people to actually become more conscious of whatever it is. Sometimes I'm focusing on specific topics, you know. So last week I was running a workshop on teaching people how to ask better questions. So, you know, so obviously, you know, there is a specific theme there. But if you're doing more one-on-one work, maybe where the person is talking about whatever area is important to them, what I do is create an opportunity for them to really stop and focus, become conscious and think about that area. And then in that space, invite them to think about some things that they can do differently so that it is actually better for them. And, you know, the fact that you get people into a space where they think about things differently and they think about new ideas or ways that they can improve things, then they automatically feel inspired because, you know, life's moving on and I'm actually moving towards something that I'm excited about and what I want to do. And that's pretty good when you create that space for them.
Wow. Mm. Amazing stuff. Now, you talked about the importance of asking the right questions.
Yes.
Didn't you? And,
yes.
And, I mean, if you can ask people the right questions and they can get them thinking about things that are important to them and you can start moving them in that direction.
Absolutely.
Now, just, I guess, to give the listeners a little bit of how we met. I actually run a workshop inspiring or trying to help people write a book. And Lindsay did my workshop, and we did it also with Natalie, who I know is listening. So, hi, Natalie.
Hello, Natalie.
I hope she's driving. She said she's driving down to their beach house, so drive carefully. Keep your eyes on the road and don't get too excited that we're talking about you on radio. But, you know, so we... This is inspiring in itself, because your book is about asking questions, right?
That's right.
The name of the book is?
It's actually called The Answer, Improve Your Life by Asking Better Questions.
And now that sounds like a book I want to read. But here's the inspiring thing to me. Lindsay joined the group, the first session, it's a two-part workshop that we run, and the first one was on the 2nd of July. You'd started the book, hadn't you? Had you done so, or you had the concept at least?
Yes,
you'd done a little bit.
Yeah, I'd had the idea probably around Christmas time, and I've actually been busy building a website, and I've been jotting down ideas and typing a few bits and pieces. So I probably ended up with about, I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000 words that had been written down, but hadn't really got very much further than that until I came along to your workshop.
Okay, yeah. And then in the next 28 days after that workshop, how many words did you write?
I actually got to 36,500 words.
Oh, my goodness.
So
you wrote 30,000. About 32,000 words in 28 days.
That's right.
To finish your manuscript.
Yes.
Now, see, that to me in itself is incredible, and I want to know, how did you do that? Like, did you get no sleep, or did you, you know, did you don't you give up work for a couple of days? What did you do? How did you do that? And was it that hard?
No, actually, well, I mean, the first thing that I have to say is what a great workshop it was that you ran.
Thank you very much. And you would recommend anyone that wants to write a book to do it?
I would certainly recommend them, highly recommend them to attend. But the great thing, I think, that I got from attending your workshop was really, again, you know, you created that space for me to really stop and think about it. And in that, as I stopped and thought about it, what I recognised was, and I feel actually a little bit embarrassed to say it, was that I had never actually set myself a clear goal about what I wanted to do, or not what, but when I was going to do it by.
Mm.
So it always then became something that I would do when I had time. But, of course, we're all very busy and we've all got lots and lots of things to do, and, of course, we never actually sit there and go, all right, I've got lots of time now, I'm going to do this.
Yep.
So once I'd actually worked out, or, you know, committed that I would, my original date was that I would finish the first draft of the manuscript by the 30th of September, and when I actually said I would do that...
30th of July. Yeah. Oh, no, you actually set it for the 30th of September.
Oh, sorry,
September.
No, the 1st of September.
1st of September, you set the goal for the 1st of September,
yeah.
Right.
And as I said that, I actually felt really quite anxious, because I was thinking, how on earth am I going to do that? You know, I'm busy, I work a lot, and whatever. But I just thought, if I don't set that, I won't, you know, I'm not going to actually get focused. So once I came away from your workshop, I went, okay, and I created lots of visuals. You gave us some fantastic tips about things that we could do to really get focused and get motivated. And then there was just never any doubt in my mind. Once I'd actually said, okay, yeah, I'm going to do this, it was just about, I've made a decision. I've made the choice that I am going to do this. And what was amazing was just that, because it almost became like an obsession, but in a really positive way.
A
you know,
obsession.
Like, yeah, yeah, where you just go, okay, I've got some time now, or, you know, suddenly, magically, I look in my diary and I'm going, well, actually, I'm not as busy on that day, so I can do some writing. Or I can get up early, or I just will, you know, instead of choosing to go shopping on Saturday, I'll sit and spend some time writing my book. So it really was just about making some choices and knowing, you know, just within myself that I was going to get it done. And, there was just no stopping me.
That's fantastic. And, look, there are some amazing lessons out of what you just said there, and I hope if you're listening, you're getting that. And the first lesson there is make a decision. If you're going to do something, do it. You know, don't say, oh, I'll do it if. I will do it irrespective of circumstances, and that's what you did.
Yep.
And you actually finished your book a month earlier than your manuscript a month earlier.
Mm.
The second thing is, there is never a right time.
No.
the right time is now. And yep. you've got to make the time, you've got to prioritise the time. And the other thing you said, which was really interesting, you said sort of magically time seemed to open up.
Yes.
But it's not like it magically opens up. It's that when you set a goal, your radar's up and you notice, you think, well, I have got time there and half an hour here and an hour there, all adds up.
Yes.
You know, and I'm currently writing another book at the moment about writing a book, and it's called One Word at a Time. And really, at the end of the day, that's what a book is. It's one word at a time, yeah. right? And yep. if you can sit and do 50 words, well, you're 50 words closer to the end of the book. Mm. It's the same with anything, isn't it?
You Absolutely.
Know, any success, 27 years of happily married is one day at a time of being nice to each other, of saying nice things, of doing nice things each day that strengthens the relationship. Yeah, yes. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, wow, that's pretty amazing. Now, what I want to do is every week we run a little competition, and it starts with a top five, and this is quite apt with what you know you've achieved, and that is to finish your book.
Mm.
And so this week it's Andrew's top five reasons to never give up on what's important to you.
Fantastic.
Okay, to finish what you start. And so I'm going to give five, and then I'm going to ask Lindsay to give one as well. But the reasons why you should never give up. Okay, here's five of them. The first one is because you'll find that nothing's impossible. If you decide to keep going and doing something and you finish it, you'll go, that opens possibility up to you. Number two is you'll achieve whatever you want, you know, if you decide to finish it. And this is the reason why most people never ever achieve what they want, is because they give up too soon.
Mm.
Number three is it will positively and powerfully increase your self-esteem and your self-belief.
Yes.
Number four is you set an example, and this is a big one, you set an example and inspire other people. Because yes. I know there are other people in our workshop that you inspired, including me, by what you did. It's not about what you say. It's not about, you know, if you blow your own trumpet. It's about your actions that inspire other people. And can I say you, and you're inspiring people today as well, Lindsay. So number five is you'll live the life of your dreams. If you're able, if you make that decision, I will keep going until I'm finished, I will finish what I start. What do you think, Lindsay? What do you think the key for you? What's the key? Because we all start things. We all start things, and very rarely do we finish them.
Mm.
What do you believe is the key to finish what you start?
I mean, I love all of the tips that you shared. I think they're all fantastic. And I think for me, I love to focus on the fact that it is about being the best I can be and fulfilling my potential. And back to that sort of life is a journey thing. And, you know, like if I am not constantly learning and growing and challenging myself, then, you know, I have to say, well, what's the point of being here? You know, so if I set myself challenges and, you know, goals, then to me, what keeps me focused is knowing that there's going to be a better version of me at the end of it.
Yeah,
and
fantastic.
Then, you know, and that fits beautifully with your, you know, well, then that means that I can be a better person in the world that then will make a bigger difference and, you know, you will inspire more people. So that really keeps me focused, because if I'm not walking my talk, then how can I make a difference to other people?
Absolutely. Mm. Cool. So as always, we are going to have a competition. So you please will send me or send us in an SMS. Now, the winner of this competition is not going to win a copy of my book, Eat Chocolate, Drink Alcohol, and Be Lean and Healthy. But they are going to win. No, it's not a shame. In fact, even better, you're going to win a pack of Lindsay's cards. What are they called again, Lindsay?
They're called Choose Your Life.
Choose Your Life.
Self-coaching.
Self-coaching. So what I would ask you to do is send me an SMS to 0414 973315, and what you're SMSing is, I want you to SMS to us one thing that you have decided today that you will finish, okay? What will you finish? You've started something in the last week, month, year, what is it that you have determined, decided that you will finish? Send that SMS that to 0414 973315, or you can call us in the studio at 95830533. That's 95830533. SMS or call and tell us one thing you have decided you will finish. We're now going to go to a song. This song is dedicated to my gorgeous mother-in-law, who, as she knows, I married my beautiful wife, Laura, to get to her. So, Teresa, this is for you, Gloria Gaynor, I Am What I Am.
I am what I am. I don't want praise. I don't want pity. and shout out, I am what I am.
Bayswater Bulk, the Good Guys Brighton, has a huge range of the best brands in electrical appliances at the lowest prices. We have everything you need, including fridges and freezers, washers and dryers, cooking and small appliances. Not to mention plasmas and LCDs, digital cameras and camcorders, laptops and Tech Zone, and much more. So get down to Simon Burgess, Bayswater Bulk, the Good Guys Brighton at 681 Nepean Highway and grab a bargain today. Get it for a song. The Good Guys. Pay less, pay cash.
Victoria's Tramway Heritage is on show at the Brylands Tramway Museum. Our displays of Victoria's cable cars, electric trams and heritage buses help you to appreciate the development of street public transport. For a family day out, come and see us just off the Northern Highway at Brylands near Kilmore, a project of the Tramway Museum Society of Victoria. And you can visit the website tramway.org.au for more information.
Your community, your station, 88.3 Southern FM.
Well, it is now 1:36 on this beautiful Saturday. What a beautiful day, Lindsay.
It is, absolutely.
What are we doing inside? We should be outside enjoying the sun.
Well, we will later. Well, we're inspiring people.
We are inspiring people. And I want to just thank Helen, who's a good friend of both of ours, who sent us an SMS saying that we have both made a difference. So, well, Helen, you have made our day because that's why we're here. We're here to make a difference. And I'm in the studio with Lindsay Tig, and we are talking about making a difference in people's lives, and that's what Lindsay does every single day. She inspires people and tries to get the best, help them get the best out of themselves and their life. Now, Lindsay got married at the age of 18 years old. What are you thinking? 18.
Yeah.
How do you know? How can you possibly know you've met the man of your dreams? And so how old were you when you actually met?
I was actually 17. So we met, in a, it's called the Pleasure Beach, which is like a fun fair, in a holiday resort in the UK called Blackpool.
Nice.
And it was almost like a, you know, one of those meant to be meetings, because we met in the maze, and he was wandering around with his mate and I was with my sister wandering around, and we just sort of passed each other a few times and caught each other's eye.
Checking each other out. Did they have good buns?
And
Has he got good buns?
Not really, No. But
I hope he's not listening.
No, he actually said to me, because he's from the northwest of England and he's got a very strong accent, and he said, "No way."
No way what?
No way. And I said, "Pardon?" And he said, "No way." And I said, "I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying to me." And in actual fact, what he was saying was, "Do you know the way?" But because Northern English people tend to shorten, drop words and sort of pronounce their vowels quite differently. And that was it. That's how we got talking. But to answer your question, how do you know? I mean, I think that's a really tricky one because most people think they do know and, you know, for various reasons it ends up actually not being correct. But I think, you know, from the second that I met Michael, I just loved him and I've continued to love him ever since. And, you know, it's not something that I think just happens. I think it is something that you work at and... you know, I've just been very fortunate that, you know, we did meet at a really early age, but we've just grown and, you know, sort of matured, I suppose, together, and that's just been beautiful.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. Okay, so I'm sure there are plenty of people listening right now that are in a relationship and they wish it could be better. You know, they may be thinking, oh, you know, why is this happening or why? What do you believe is... And I'm sure there's lots of secrets to being happily married, particularly for 27 years. I actually know my mother-in-law has been happily married for over 40 years, I think, which is pretty amazing. But 27 years is pretty inspiring to be totally in love with someone. What do you think is a secret?
I think it is always about you've got to always think about the other person and... No, I mean, I think foundational to that is that you are looking after yourself and that you're getting your own sort of needs met and fulfilling your potential. But you've got to also think about them and think about what actually, I always think about what inspires Michael, what excites him. You know, what can I do to actually make life really good for him? And he does that for me too. And, you know, that's really special. And I think the other thing is that you actually, you know, you do just see yourselves as, yes, you are separate human beings. You've got your own lives and your own sort of journey. But at the same time, you find ways to actually share that journey and think about things that you can do together and how can you learn and grow together. And Michael and I spend, you know, a huge amount of time together. We make time for each other. We do special things. And I think, you know, always, always remembering why do you love them? You know, like you were saying before, we can always think about things we can be grateful for. You know, like if you're in a relationship, you know, appreciate that other person. You know, when you see them doing things, you know, and quite often it will be very simple things with Michael. You know, he's probably maybe playing with the dog or something silly like that. But I just look at him and I just think how much I love him. And I just, yeah, you just remember that by just the small things that they're doing and reminding yourself what it is about them that you really love.
Wow. Okay. Well, I hope everyone's taking notes out there because I know I'm taking notes here because I want to be the best husband I can be. So, well, thank you. Excellent, excellent, excellent. I mean, because what you're talking about, obviously, is growing together. And I've heard an amazing, a good quote that love is not looking into each other's eyes, but love is actually looking in the same direction.
Yes.
So you work, because, you know, you can look into someone's eyes and say, oh, I love you, you're beautiful and all that sort of stuff, and then heading in totally different directions.
Yeah.
You know, particularly when, let's talk a little bit about your corporate life, because 20 years in the corporate would have been difficult to head in the same direction, you know, because you would have been working long hours and you've been tired and probably cranky, you know, struggling in traffic and politics at work and bosses that have got no idea about anything except, you know, telling you what to do and showing off their supremacy and their power and that sort of stuff. So how do you – tell us about some of the challenges in the corporate life and your transition into your own business.
Yeah, I mean, most of the things you mentioned there probably I can relate to in the corporate world. Having said that, you know, there was some fabulous things about being in there because, you know, for me there was a lot of opportunity to grow and learn and You know, when I started actually working more as a manager and working with people, that was fabulous because, you know, you can make a huge difference in the workplace when you're in a management position. You know, I do train quite a lot of people in leadership these days, and I always say to them, just don't lose sight of the fact that if you can be a fantastic manager or leader, then you will actually create a great workplace for people. And if you create a great workplace for people and they're happy, then they're going to go out in the world and they're going to be better moms and dads and brothers and sisters, and you know, so you actually have the power to do that as a leader. So I think, you know, the great thing about being in that sort of role is that you can actually make it still make a difference to people. But the things that I personally struggled with was Lee talked about, like, the politics, and probably I'm not so much the long hours, because, you know, I work long hours still today, but when you're doing long hours for not having a sense of real purpose and, you know, that sense of making a difference, all you're doing is actually, you know, contributing to somebody, whether it's shareholders' benefit or, you know, somebody's, you know, back pocket, you just think, well, you know, what's the point? So I think for me, there was a sense that I actually didn't feel fulfilled. And I used to come home at night, not unhappy. I was never unhappy or sad or desperate or anything, but I just knew that this was not it. There was more to it for me. And I used to have this little vision in my mind that I was in a box and I just needed to get out of the box. And for me, the corporate world was a box. I'm not saying that that's true for everybody, but yeah, I felt like I needed to get out and spread my wings. So, and it was interesting that Michael, my lovely husband, came home one day and he put an advertisement under my nose that said it was to train to be a coach. And he actually said to me, "Lindsay, this is you." And when I looked at it, I just went, wow, yeah, you know, that really resonates with me. And, you know, that's what made me really then sort of go on that journey. And I actually plucked up the courage to leave and do something different.
Good on you. Now, okay, so for the people out there listening that really don't love what they do, okay, and there's lots of them.
Yes.
Like, you know, and I think I said this last week, when you're driving in the morning, if you ever do it, in the traffic, and you look at the faces of the people on public transport in their cars, they're not singing "Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go."
No.
They're not.
No.
What is your tip? How do you help people? How do they love what they do?
I think, I mean, a lot of it is about your own self-awareness, you know, like that you've got to take, I mentioned before about stopping and thinking, and you've got to get to know who you are. You've got to get to know, you know, what is it that you love doing? And most people will, you know, come up with something maybe, well, I love, you know, I don't know, photography, but how could I make a living out of that? Or, but, you know, it is about starting to notice when you're doing certain things, you know, how are you feeling, you know? So if you really, you know, maybe there's certain aspects of your current job that you really like, but there's aspects that you don't like. So if you start noticing, you know, what is it that's really getting you excited and passionate and what isn't, then that helps you to make better choices about what you can do going forward. And I do accept or recognise that it's not always about everybody, you know, throwing in their jobs and going off and doing something completely different. But if you can start to tailor your jobs and, you know, think about what it is that you enjoy, or what types of people you enjoy working with, or organisations you like working for, and start making better choices around doing some of those things. But also balancing that with, you know, if I can't do everything I love every day, you know, well, what can I do outside of work that really excites me and feel passionate about? Because, you know, then we're going to feel generally happier and more fulfilled, and it doesn't always have to come everything from work. You know, there's lots of other ways we can get those feelings. So, but it's thinking about our lives generally and really starting to think about ourselves. And then when we know ourselves, we can start to make better choices.
Absolutely. Fantastic. And, I mean, I think there are some people probably listening going, well, you know, it's easy for you. You start your own business, but I'm trapped in this situation because I've got mortgage and I've got kids and I've got all these things and I can't. Okay, and that may be true. But you can change your attitude towards your work.
Absolutely.
And you can enjoy it. You can make a decision to enjoy what you do. So because you think about it, you're at work 8 to 10 hours a day, 5 days a week. You know, that's 40 to 50 hours every single week. That's a significant portion of your life. If you're going there and really not enjoying what you do, it's
having a pretty powerful negative impact in your life. Yes. So if you can't get out, as Lindsay was saying, how can you make your job enjoyable? How can you make it something that's satisfying and fulfilling for you? But that's a decision.
Yes.
You decide to go in and do the best job you can do, and consequently you're going to get more results. You're going to get probably promoted maybe. You're going to have more satisfaction. You're going to be more productive and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to go to a song very shortly, but just a reminder that we are running a competition. We've already had several responses to we're asking people to SMS to 0414 973315. What have you started that you will finish? What have you started that you will finish? And we'll go through those very shortly, but we're going to have a little bit of Pearl Jam now. This one's for Greg.
Mahal, tea estates and elephant sanctuaries, diving and beach resorts. Take the holiday of a lifetime in India, Sri Lanka and the Maldives and book through Travel Talk Holidays. We offer the best rates, specialised tours, accommodation to suit all budgets and friendly service. Travel Talk is your one-stop shop for travel to the subcontinent and has been a favourite with tourists, honeymooners, business and adventure travellers for 25 years. Visit us 6 days a week at our offices in Dandenong and the city. Call us on 1300 798 819 or log on to traveltalk.com.au. Travel Talk Holidays. Talk to us and we'll help you travel. Travel Talk is a proud sponsor of 88.3 Southern FM.
Head. Rib. Lung, brain, nose, cheek, brain, knee, spleen, tibia, spine,
Without a seatbelt, your body is a pinball. Belt up or suffer the pain.
Hello, this is Justine Smethurst from the Australian Softball Olympic Team and you're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.
Yes, you are, and thank you, Justine, for that. Lindsay, that seatbelt ad, we're just looking, you and I are sitting there looking at each other going, ooh.
Sounds horrible.
Well, it's a good it's a good reason to wear your seatbelt. So everyone out there, put on your seatbelt and don't take it off. Well, you can take it off when you actually get to your where you've turned the car off and you want to get out. Then it's a good idea to take it off.
Yes.
Otherwise, you might be stuck in your car for the rest of your life, and that may not be the best place to be. Anyway, I'm just being silly now. Oh, I can't believe the time. It's 1:53 on Saturday, and I'm sitting here with Lindsay. And Lindsay, our time is fast, quickly running out.
I know. I can't believe how quickly it's gone.
I know. And it's been fabulous having you here.
Thank you. It's been great.
You've shared some great stuff. I'm going to ask you a question, and then we're going to have a look at all the wonderful responses we've got from our competition, and Lindsay's going to choose someone who's going to win her pack of cards. But okay. Here's the question. What's the secret to happiness, Lindsay? What do you believe is the secret to happiness? How about that for a walloping question to finish off with?
Yeah, it's a huge question, isn't it? I think actually there's two key things, and the first one is, which I think I've already sort of said a little bit about, and that is the fact that I am being the best that I can be, because if I can know that I am doing as much as I can and I'm learning and growing, then that actually makes me feel really good. So I think that's absolutely important. But the second thing is that if in the process of doing that I can actually make a difference to other people, then that sort of is like the icing on the cake, really. And, you know, I actually have read quite a lot in this area on the topic of happiness, and there's a great website, a guy called Martin Seligman, who has a website called AuthenticHappiness.com.
Oh, yeah.
And he actually says that if you can do stuff that you love doing, and combine that with actually having that relate to a purpose bigger than yourself, then that actually is the key to sustained happiness through the rest of your life. So I actually can really relate to that, you know, because I do what I love doing. I'm growing and getting better as a person every day, I hope. And I also know that I'm actually making a difference. There is a purpose outside of me in doing that. It's not about me. It's actually about, you know, other people.
Wow.
So I think there's some really profound things in there.
There it is. Mm. So the secret to happiness, everyone, write this down, is to love what you do.
Yep.
Love what you do, and or decide to love what you do, and do something that has a high purpose.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty, there you go. Mm. Well, we have got several people that have responded, and someone is going to win a pack of Lindsay's cards on, I forgot the name of it again, it's Choose Your Life self-coaching cards.
Yes,
how about that?
That's
I've done
right.
Well, we got an SMS from, hang on a sec, I've just got to get the phone, from Rachel, and Rachel is doing an interior design course that she started last November, so Rachel has decided that she will finish her interior design course. So well done, Rachel, mm-hmm. and good luck with that. We also had a SMS from Laura who said, I can't run because I'm not fit. I smoke. My goal is to quit smoking and run the Albert Park Lake by December 20th.
Wow.
Okay. Well, hopefully, Laura, you can make that happen.
Mm.
Teresa said she would like to lose weight and get fit, because I know Teresa has had some health issues. So for her, you know, this is a pretty big goal, and I know she's a determined person, so I'm sure she will do that. Who else have we got here? We've got John. After many years of running, of umming and ahhing, I'm going to run the Melbourne Marathon this year. Training is tough, but I will do it.
Good on him.
So there you go. We've got four people. We've got Rachel, who's going to finish an interior design course.
Yep.
We've got Laura, who's going to quit smoking and run Albert Park Lake by December 20. We've got Teresa, who's going to lose weight and get fit.
And we've got John, who's going to run a Melbourne Marathon. Lindsay, who's going to take the cards?
Wow, that's a very difficult choice.
I love making someone else make the decision. It takes the pressure off me.
I mean, they're all such great things to be doing. I actually, because I know that smoking is a huge thing to give up and to be able to do that and then actually do a, you know, run that Albert Park Lake would be great to get somebody fit. So I'm going to actually choose, was it
Laura?
Yep.
Well done, Laura. You are the very, very lucky. You are very lucky that you're going to win a pack of Lindsay's cards, Choose Your Life, self-coaching cards. Now, keep your eyes open for Lindsay, everybody. Now, her website, tell us your website again, Lindsay.
So it's www.icoachu, I-C-O-A-C-H, and the letter u.com.au. And my new website, which is live now, is called betterquestionsarethanswer.com.
Fantastic. Now, I know you are more than happy to help anyone that may need some help in the area of improving their life.
Absolutely.
Yes. So get on Lindsay's website and give her a call. My website also is, I'm updating it every week with a new article, and I'm writing an article this week on embracing adversity and turning your challenges into abundance. So my website is andrewjobling.com.au, and we've got some upcoming. I have another book writing workshop for people that are interested starting in September. I have some other workshops coming up, so go to the website. Time is quickly running out. I don't know if I've done everything other than, listen, I just want to thank Lindsay again for coming in, and we're about to go to the match of the round, the Southern Football League match of the round, which is Cheltenham versus Morty Alec this week. Lindsay, can I thank you very much for your time? It's been fabulous having you here.
My pleasure.
You really have inspired me, and I'm sure you've inspired a lot of people. So thank you very much, and thank you everyone for listening, and we'll look forward to seeing and speaking to everyone again next Saturday, 1 till 2 for the High Performance Show. My name's Andrew Jobling, and let's go to Match of the Round.
You're tuned to the Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.